came looking for truth, you came to the right place. We're ready to do it for you. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, December 19, 2019. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, feel like it as well. The polar vortex making its way through, well, much of the country today. It's cold. It's just cold, man. I'm just telling you that. We'll have some relief by Christmas. Probably not a white Christmas for many, and we'll see what happens. Number two, a federal appeals court striking down the key provision of Obamacare, the so-called mandate. Does that mean the whole law is unconstitutional? We'll get to that. Plus, number one, the president rolls into Michigan while the Democrats rolled into impeachment. He's getting stronger every single day, it seems. The Democrats losing their edge in the argument when it comes to impeachment. Poll after poll now is showing that impeachment becoming less popular, especially with independents and especially in swing states like Michigan, where he spent time in Battle Creek, now rallying the faithful. He was there last night, of course. And during his stop in Battle Creek, House Democrats voted strictly across party lines to impeach the president. Three Democrats jumped ship on one of the provisions, four on the other. One of those that voted present to both, Tulsi Gabbard, running for president, said this is not the time or the place, and said she couldn't support the impeachment. Didn't think the president should get away with it, indicating maybe she thought censure was maybe the way to go, but did not vote for either measure. Of course, Justin Amash, the poser, the former Republican, did vote for impeachment. And the president saying, I don't understand. I don't understand why they would vote for impeachment, because there's nothing here. Nothing here. Let's go to the president talking about that. What impeachment? Why impeachment? Doesn't even feel like we're being impeached. Let's go to that. Got that bite? Mm-hmm. That's the problem when you don't have them figured out and numbered. Go to the bite. First hour. Play it again.
By the way, it doesn't really feel like we're being impeached. Do you? The country is doing better than ever before. We did nothing wrong. We did nothing wrong. And we have tremendous support in the Republican Party like we've never had before. Nobody's ever had this kind of support. But this sacred season, our country is thriving. And it's thriving, truly, like it has never happened before, to the extent what's happening now. And by the way, your state, because of us, not because of local government, but because of us, because of the job that we've done, because I understand she's not fixing those potholes.
Now, okay, so the impeachment happened while we were in attendance at the Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek. And Ivy and I were there, and it was a raucous crowd, and it was a big crowd, and it was the longest rally ever, I've learned now. 2 hours and 1 minute that he spoke. Felt like it, too, at the end there. I mean, we get up early, and so we're there late and didn't get home until very late last night. And he covered everything. I mean, everything. He covered the economy. He covered the defense. He covered the veterans. He covered the USMCA and China and South Korea and Japan and the UK. He covered it all. He covered it all. I want to go to bite 16 from the AV roll. I want to go to bite 16 here, because the Democrats just keep attacking and attacking and attacking. Bite 16. Go.
But congressional Democrats are directly attacking 2.3 million Michigan voters who rose up in 2016, won the state, and now the Democrats are very upset. They want to get Michigan back. They just don't know how to do it, because they didn't do a thing for Michigan. They didn't do anything for Michigan. You just lost. All they did was take away your companies and let them go to Mexico and other places. You know, I don't know if you know it, Mexico has 32% of your car business. You know that, right? Not because of me. They're not moving. But Mexico has 32% of our car business moved to Mexico. Can you believe this? Before I got there. But that's what I used to talk about. I said when I was honored that night, I said, how do you let this happen? How do you let all these companies leave? It used to go. It's probably maybe the single biggest reason I ran for president. It might be the single, and I had a lot of them. immigration. I had a lot of them, but that may be the single biggest.
Now, some question today as to what happens next. And I say that because Nancy Pelosi last night completely noncommittal on when she might send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, saying she doesn't know there can be an impartial and fair trial. Of course not. It's all politics. She knows that, of course. She's trying to jockey and convince young people that aren't educated otherwise that, you know, if the Senate is not impartial where they should be, they should not be allowed to be jurors. Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham should not be allowed to be jurors. Chief Justice John Roberts should recuse himself as overseeing the trial. None of those things are going to happen. Mitch McConnell in a grudge match with Nancy Pelosi. That's kind of fun, actually. And then meanwhile, you've got all of this spending going on. While all of this nonsense is going on, the spending is still out of control. Completely out of control. I had a couple of listeners contact me about this and say, what about the omnibus bill? Why haven't you talked about that? Well, there's been a couple of other things going on. You might be aware of that. And I had one guy send me a note and say, you know, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. If he signs that spending bill, I will not vote for him in 2020. I'm out. But here's what I'm going to say to that. If you fail to vote in 2020, if you fail to vote in 2020 because Donald Trump has turned you off in some way, maybe it's the tweets, maybe it's the omnibus spending bill, whatever it may be. But if you fail or refuse to vote in 2020, you are implicitly endorsing full-blown socialism here in America. You're endorsing socialism, abortion upon demand up to the moment of birth, open borders, gun confiscation, 90% tax rates, government control of health care, the elimination of reliable power supplies, and everything else. You're endorsing that if you refuse to vote or fail to vote. And I appreciate that the spending bills are out of control. I get that. They always have been, and they should be reined in. But if you don't vote in November of 2020 or refuse to vote, then you're allowing the socialists, the communists, the globalists a clear path to the White House. And I can assure you at that point, you won't recognize the nation you live in today. And we're a far cry from where we were 50 years ago when I was a lad. You know, when Donald Trump says you don't have any choice, I don't disagree with that sentiment. What are you going to do, vote for Bernie Sanders, a guy who went to honeymoon in Russia and celebrates everything communist? Elizabeth Warren, who might actually be worse, who thinks a $52 trillion plan for healthcare is the answer for America? Mayor Pete? He's about 12 years old. He should do the, I mean, come on. And Joe Biden, who I'm sorry to say, doesn't really know where he is any given day. What state am I in? Confusion, Joe. That's a state of confusion. Never mind. It's 14 after on a Thursday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. So glad you're here. Quick break. We'll be right back.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The holidays can be difficult for grieving children, and hundreds will find support at Ellie's Place. If you know a grieving child, share your memories and photos of the person who died. Children want to know you miss them too. Create a memory book with your child or a holiday decoration that honors the person who died. For more ideas, call 517-482-1315 or visit elliesplace.org. Ellie's Place, generously supported by Auto Owners Insurance.